Title Tilt's on tap for tonight. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for January 13th, 2021. This update is sponsored by The Wrestling Mayhem Show. Check out the new episode with special guest Honey Badger wherever you get your podcasts. Results from last night's Impact Wrestling and AEW Dark are straight ahead in this update, but first...
AEW.
AEW is serving up night two of its New Year's Smash event on tonight's Dynamite. The main event has Darby Allin defending the TNT Championship against Brian Cage. Also, NWA Women's Champion Serena Deeb defending against Ty Conti. Eddie Kingston versus Pac. Chuck Taylor versus Miro. If Chuck loses, he must become Miro's young boy. And also, Kenny Omega will be in action alongside the Elite. On last night's Dark, the tag team of Bear Country got its first win in AEW. They beat Baron Black and Nick Camarado.
Impact Wrestling.
The final Impact Wrestling before the Hard to Kill pay-per-view saw Impact champ Rich Swann roll up Karl Anderson for a win in the main event. That was followed by an inconclusive backstage brawl involving all six men involved in Saturday night's main event, as Kenny Omega, Doc Gallows, and Anderson brawled with Swann and the Motor City Machine Guns. Also on last night's show, Taya Valkyrie distracted and defeated by Kimberly just days before Taya challenges for the Knockouts title. Rohit Raju and Chris Bay joined forces to defeat Suicide and Manic. And also Rosemary got some help from Crazy Steve as she beat Tennille Dashwood. As a result of that match, we have a new match added to Hard to Kill. Rosemary and Crazy Steve are going to team up against Tennille Dashwood and Caleb with a K.
WWE.
Tonight's NXT will see the first matches in this year's Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. Adam Cole and Roderick Strong team up against Breezango, and the team that fell in the finals of last year's Dusty Classic, the Grizzled Young Veterans, they will take on Ever-Rise. Kofi Kingston is confirming he is dealing with a jaw injury, but he stopped short of calling it broken as the Raw announce team did on Monday night.
I feel like I'm talking out of the side of my mouth, and I'm dealing with a jaw injury right now, and my mouth is only closing on one side. So if I sound kind of funny, that's why.
That clip from Kofi Kingston's Instagram. Meanwhile, Mike Bennett sharing an update on the hairline fracture to his ankle that put him out of action.
I'm ahead of schedule by about a week and a half, I think the doctor said. So that means I will be back on your television sooner rather than later.
Part of Bennett's comments on the Ring of Honor Week by Week YouTube show.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
The date for New Japan's 49th anniversary show is set. It'll be held on March 4th. The COVID-19 pandemic forced New Japan to cancel last year's anniversary show. New Japan also announcing Tuesday that the New Japan Cup tournament will begin the day after the anniversary show on Friday, March 5th, with the final being held on March 21st. Tonight's MLW Fusion has the Von Erichs defending their tag titles against Los Parks, with Filthy Tom Lawler as the special guest referee. Also, we'll see the MLW debut of former Lucha Underground champion Mil Muertes. And that's Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, January 13th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so be sure to subscribe to this feed so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.